We're less than 2 months from summer, and some businesses are already reporting a shortage in help, even though nearly 10 million Americans are unemployed, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, explain what's happening here. We're at a higher unemployment rate than before the pandemic. So why are summer businesses still having trouble hiring?
In a normal year, you have an influx of summer helpers who come from high school, they come from colleges, they come from abroad. There's all sorts of folks who are in the pool. But obviously, there are two issues right now. We know that the United States government is restricting travelers from countries, the latest, of course, being India. But those restrictions have really curtailed the number of folks coming in. And also, a lot of these businesses are trying to attract U.S. workers who are actually collecting unemployment benefits and kind of getting themselves settled and their families settled. And so they're having a hard time attracting those people to come out, because why on earth would I go to a more dangerous location when things aren't 100% better and take less money to do that?
I want to talk with you more about the foreign worker situation, but first I want to go back to what you were telling us about teenagers. We're reading that more teenagers in school are actually choosing summer school instead of working. Why do you think that might be a factor here?
I think that there are a lot of students who want to get their degrees as quickly and efficiently as possible because they feel like they're making up for lost time. I think this is incredibly important. The value of a college degree is not in dispute, but the value of how much families put themselves in debt to get that degree, that's the thing that's really coming under closer consideration right now.
For the remaining time that I have with you, let's talk about this visa situation. So last month, federal immigration officials announced that temporary workers could once again begin applying for some of the visas that companies relied on after restrictions under former President Donald Trump. How do temporary visas actually factor into things this year?
One is obviously the visas for foreign students, because a lot of the kids who come here, they will work while they're in school. They also tend to pay full freight. So I think that a lot of these travel bans are being lifted may help them bring these students over to start summer jobs before the actual school year begins. The Biden administration said they're going to approve additional H-2B visas. Mm-hmm. I think that this is a very curious time. I'm just hopeful that we get more kids into the labor pool, because it's very bad for your career development to have these events take you off track.
Bad for your career development, but overall, bad for the economy, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's really bad for productivity. It's bad for businesses that are trying to grow themselves and create a culture where they can bring people in. And one last thing that I just have to point out, a lot of pushback that I have received from people who listen to me, and they'll say, I cannot find enough workers. And I really want to be clear that there's no value or moral judgment that we should be making by people who make a smart economic decision, which is, I could be home and be safe and get paid enough money to be safe, or I'm going to go into a workplace that I'm not safe yet and I don't get paid enough. If you're looking for workers and you can't find workers, there's a very easy solution. Pay them more.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you.
Thanks for having me.